Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Oh man, what a lovely prayer. So basically, that is the closer version of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, for ever and ever. Amen. So that song you've just heard is actually called The Lord's Prayer by Siaka Kita. Hope you enjoyed that. What an amazing way to start off an afternoon with The Lord's Prayer. Happy, happy Friday! Officially, the very first Friday of 2025. And a warm welcome to Friday's edition of Spectrum. Absolutely blessed to have made it to the end of the first week. I don't know if I should even consider it as the end of the first week because this week only started on a Wednesday. But that's just what I love about 2025. Don't you think it's amazing? I mean, we're still starting the year and boom, we're already on a Friday. Absolutely adore it. Anyway, we'll be together from now all the way up until 6 o'clock. And it's a very good afternoon to you if you've just joined us. And I know there's actually people that keep their radios, and I always tell a story of how my brother always keeps his radio locked on his favorite station 24/7. You get into his house, and I mean, even his wife has gotten used to it by now. They might even be watching TV on the other side. In their bedroom, their radio's going. And he listens to the radio so much that he actually can't sleep in silence. He has to hear his radio. I don't know how my sister in love actually kept up with that. I don't know how she got used to it. But she's also like that now. Their daughter will also sleep through the whole radio sound. But that's just how he's always been. From his high school and varsity days, he's always just been that guy who listens to the radio. So if you are one of those, chances are you've been listening to Radio Pulpit since forever, like from the AMs up until now. But I'm still going to welcome you because you're starting Friday's edition of Spectrum with me. So like I said, the next 2 hours is going to be absolutely amazing. But to start off our afternoon is the usual. When I say the usual, this is because we've had this particular feature for since November end sometime up until like now in December, and now in January we kick off with it. It's Behind and Beyond Bars with Paula Mahlaba and Smitty, and this afternoon we have it once again just for you. So stick around. Make sure you don't change your dial all the way into the evening. I take you.
Sanbonani, sanbonani, dumelang, emakaya. This is Paula Mahlaba Mokgethi saying hello, hello to everyone. Behind and Beyond Buzz is here. But thank you so much, Sibahle, for just taking us in into this morning, beautiful morning. And I just want to say our guys are here, and our guys is...
Oh, it's Smitty this side. This is the old guy. Greetings to our listeners. Greeting you in the name of the lovely name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And hi, guys. Clinton's back in studio as well.
Cool. Yes. And this is the day that the Lord has made. You know that song we used to sing? This is the day that the Lord has made. Yeah. But Clinton, we're getting back to you. But, you know, I think that this Smitty has got this question. This meeting?
Yeah, no, Clinton, thanks for sharing us in the previous programs your life behind bars. But now we've come to a point where you now were granted parole. All right. But the listeners also heard in previous broadcast that you were had a life sentence.
That's correct, yes.
So now just tell the listeners now, how is it possible with a life sentence that after 16 years you can get parole? What are the, let's say, the process regarding now your parole?
Well, thank you again, and good day to all the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
A question I get asked very often, though, because, you know, our communities, they don't really understand what it entails when served mm-hmm. life or when sentenced to life in prison. One normally has this perception that the person is locked away and never seen again.
Yes, yes.
However,
yes.
That is not the case. With the Department of Correctional Services, there are certain measures and protocols that needs to be followed and mm-hmm. adhered to. There's laws and acts which they also need to abide by, and that goes with the sentencing of offenders. In my case, with lifers, depending on the law and the act which at that particular time was handed down to the offended criminal,
mm-hmm.
that then determines the length of time you'll stay in prison. That also determines when you do qualify for parole. Now, I'd actually urge all listeners to be very attentive to this, because now with life, which is equivalent to 25 years, depending also on the law that you've sentenced under, it means that prior to 2004, everybody sentenced to life needs to remain incarcerated for a minimum of 20 years.
Okay.
But this law somehow, it contradicts itself as well, because it also means that you start qualifying 13 years and 6 months for parole. It doesn't mean you'll be released on parole,
mm-hmm.
but you start qualifying. So now with the Department of Correctional Services, my file is under surveillance throughout my incarceration. And it's stacked up. It's recorded all the documentation, all the programs that I've undergone, psychologist reports, everything is in there.
Mm-hmm.
That then gets forwarded to a panel, which then jointly makes a decision based on your progress and if adhere to all the programs that was then handed mm-hmm. down by the correctional services. Keep in mind also that when you do qualify or if placed on parole, whether it be after 10 years, 13 years, 16 years, or even 25 years, what was handed down was a life sentence. So as we speak,
mm-hmm.
even though I'm in studio with you guys today, the reality of the math is I'm still serving my life sentence
mm-hmm.
as a parolee.
Look, I remember when we were in Annadale for that workshop, you came late.
That's correct.
Yeah. Tell us, why did you come late?
So now, what happens is with community corrections, They now keep an eye over us guys, parolees who are on the outside. They also monitor our progress. Do we work? What do we do? Where we're based? Remember having to reintegrate into society,
mm-hmm.
spending so much time in prison. One now needs to adjust.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about the questions as to how society will accept me or receive me. I must first look at my own adjustment into society, into mm-hmm. my very own family, because mm-hmm. 16 years away from them, it's not the same thing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I've grown, they've matured. If I have kids, do they still refer to me as dad? How do they accept me? Can I just give them hugs and kisses?
Mm-hmm.
No, not for a figure that's not been present all their life.
Okay.
So the same with the community. Now, with being placed on parole, they then slowly reintegrate you by allowing you to either go seek employment. If all the boxes are ticked again, mm-hmm. you still have to go around, make sure that you show up at community corrections, sign whether it's once a month, twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
But as time progresses and they monitor your progress on the outside,
mm-hmm.
they then determine whether they can give you more leeway as to the amount of times you have to report at office.
So how many times are you signing now?
So because of me being a high risk, I need to at least once a month report at office.
Mm-hmm.
They also do house visits as well to check your surroundings, because if that is not conducive, chances is you are likely to fall back into crime again.
Mm-hmm.
So you went to sign on
that? On that particular day, yes.
Cool.
But
now...
Sorry, Paula.
Okay.
See, this is what happens. They just bombard you with questions.
So, no, now, you know what? Because our time is running.
Yeah.
Running away from us. I just want to know, what are you doing now? Are you just sitting and waiting for the sun to go down? And
no, I've had 16 years of sitting.
Yeah.
The adrenaline is pumping inside of me because, mm-hmm. you know, people normally ready themselves the day before they get paroled or released in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And I normally say to them that that was not the case here mm-hmm. with me.
Okay.
I was preparing myself each and every day.
Inside.
Should I get the opportunity, whenever mm-hmm. it may be, am I going to be ready?
Mm-hmm.
Because no matter what society depicts or says of me, what do I say of myself?
Mm-hmm.
I could be called a scum, but do I classify myself as the scum?
Mm-hmm.
So the world can persecute. If you're not persecuting yourself and lifting yourself, believe me, people are going to tag along mm-hmm. and start lifting you up as well.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, let me also conclude by saying right now,
yes.
it's been just little over a year that I've been out. I've actually relocated from the Western Cape and I found
I know
myself
you are here.
In Gauteng, yes. Johannesburg.
yeah.
Right?
And so what are you doing here?
Right, the what am I doing? So mm-hmm. It's been a year lost here. It's been, 2019 that mm-hmm. I launched and started my own NPO, which is called the Hesed Project,
okay.
which I run with my better half, a partner,
mm-hmm.
which also, may I just throw it in there?
Yes.
Church bells ringing
yeah.
later during the year.
That's yes. wedding bells.
Wedding bells.
I say church bells because it's going to happen in a church. First
okay,
of all.
Fine, but it's for wedding. Hey?
But it's meant for a wedding, yes, sir. So, yeah, those... So, just to touch on my NPC, the mm-hmm. NPO, what we do is we try and give back as much as we possibly can.
Amen.
You know, COVID has happened last year. People are unemployed. There's no wage. We do feeding schemes. We do...
Oh, cool.
We try and focus on the youth because, remember, my story started in my
yes.
teenage years. And there's so many factors. You know, when it comes to this, I can speak for hours on end because, right,
mm-hmm.
there's the lack of the father. The mother's present, but does she show the affection, the
mm-hmm.
love? Is there time spent with the child?
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we try and focus on the child itself.
Mm-hmm.
And we start at that age. Let me just think quickly. Other than that also, I've got my own little business also
okay.
that I'm getting off the ground now of this
mm-hmm.
year, which has got to do with long distance transport
because
oh, wow. I like being in the outdoors as well.
Okay.
But I've become very family orientated and driven.
Wow.
That's why marriage is the way to go when you know you found the right person,
oh.
which
Amen.
Is godsend. You've
Amen.
Got to commit to that as well.
So,
okay.
in a nutshell, are you happy now as Clinton? As Clinton, as not in having material or whatever, just as Clinton.
If I could measure myself 10 years ago or 15 years ago
mm-hmm.
and the remarks and comments I get on this day, today,
mm-hmm.
the people I acquaint myself with,
mm-hmm.
all I can say is I'm blessed to have had, or to have the second chance in life.
Okay. Amen. Amen. There we go. He's an ex-offender who changed to be in peace with the community and the society. You can change. You can make it. You can do it. Anybody can change. Amen. And this is me signing off with...
Well, it's Smitty Clinton. A huge thank you for
uh-huh.
sharing your life story.
Yes.
And can Paula and I take this opportunity to wish you only the best for the future and your future bride.
Thank you so, so much.
Behind.beyondbuzz@gmail.com. Bye-bye.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life. a winning team on the road to eternity.